Disciples and all the apostles, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the thing which you see, and have not seen them, and to hear the thing which you hear, and have not heard them. But as for you, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ear, for they hear. May we be worthy to hear and to act according to all the gospels, through the prayer of your sins. Remember also, our Master, all those who have bidden us to remember them our supplications and prayers which we offer up unto you, O Lord, our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, heal them, for you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Μετά βόβο Θεού, ακούσουμε το Άγιο Ευαγγέλιο.
According to the Holy Gospel, a passage from the Gospel according to St. John, may his blessings be upon us all. Amen. A reading from the Psalms of our Father David, the prophet and king, may his blessings rest upon us. Amen. The lightnings lit up the world, the earth trembled and shook. Your ways was in the sea, your path in the gray waters. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God and Savior, and King of us all, and Jesus Christ, to whom is due the glory forever. Amen. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. And there lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And the day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him who was cured, "It is a Sabbath, it is not lawful for you to carry your bed." He answered them, "He who made me well said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" Then they asked him, "Who is this man who said to you, 'Take your bed and walk?'" But the one who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest the worst thing must come upon you." The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. For this reason, the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him, because he had done many things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered to all of them, saying, "My Father has been working until now, and I have been working." Therefore the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God.
In Christos Jesus ben choice. No pionso Kyrie.
Irene posi.
Eto pneumati Jesus.
O most Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son and the Lord God of the God the Father, who has broken every bound of our sins throughout his saving life, giving suffering, who breathed into the face of his saintly disciple and holy apostle and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sin of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sin of any, they are retained." Now also, our Master, you have given grace, growth, your holy apostles, to those who for a time labor in the priesthood in your holy church, to forgive sin upon the earth, and to the bind, and to lose every bound of iniquity. Now also we ask and entreat your goodness, O Lover of mankind, for your servants, all my brethren, and my weakness, those who have bowed their heads before your holy glory. Dispense to us your mercy and lose every bound of our sins. And if we have committed any sin against you knowingly or unknowingly, or through an anguish of heart, whether in deed or word and form, fitness, O Master, who know the weakness of men, add the good one and lover of mankind. O God, grant us the forgiveness of our sins, bless us, purify us, absolve us, and all your people. Fill us with your fear and strengthen us for your holy goodwill. For you are our God, and the glory, the honor, the dominion, and the worship are due unto you with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, who is of one essence with you, now and at all times and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Make us worthy to pray. Thanks, Lord, Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us into temptation. For every one in Christ Jesus our Lord, thine be the kingdom, the glory, forever. Amen. والآن محبة الله الآب ونعمة ابن يسوع المسيح وشركة موهبة وعطية الروح القدس تكون مع جماعكم. امضوا بسلام وسلام الرب يكون معكم.